Dave Powell, airport manager, Lake Wells. Wednesday afternoon at approximately 3 o'clock, I received a phone call from an observer in Lake Wells telling me that there was an object in the sky at what he figured was 20,000 feet. I went outside my office and looked up, viewing this object, then proceeded to check with Orlando radio on the chance that it might be a stray weather balloon. Orlando radio had nothing reported in the area, and since it is practice to report these balloons, we decided that we would go up and take a look at this object. We entered the Piper Apache aircraft, twin engine, and proceeded to climb up to try and view this object. We climbed to 16,500 feet over Haines City and had the object in view all the time. At 16,500 feet, the object appeared to be 50 to 60,000 feet above us. We kept the object in sight, circling it at all times, thereby eliminating the chance possibility that it might be a star. Upon receiving a upper winds report, giving us winds at 50,000 feet, of 22 knots, we disqualified the chance that it might be a weather balloon because of the fact that at 22 knots wind, a weather balloon would have been drifting, and this object stayed stationary directly over Haines City for more than 2 hours as we were up from 3:30 until almost 6 o'clock circling this object. The object appeared to have some sort of a tail or trailing fuselage type design. It appeared to be oblong in shape. The tail part of the object was not visible at all times, probably due to sunlight reflection. We discount the fact that it was could have been a weather balloon due to the fact that the object was much too shiny. Weather balloons are coated dull with a powdery effect so that they will not shine and reflect. All the people in the aircraft with me during this time were licensed pilots, have been flying for many years, and have seen many such weather balloons, and therefore we discount the weather balloon theory on the basis of our own past experience. We kept the object in sight until approximately 5:42, at which time the object appeared to be ascending rapidly, and on our next circle of the object, it had completely disappeared. There appeared to be no descent whatsoever to the object. This is Dave Hall at Lake Wales.